There's something incredible about hiking and getting out in nature, visiting a new place and being surrounded by so much wildlife. But if you don't feel like you look like a hiker, you can feel seriously out of place. One survey found that 40% of women feel embarrassed to exercise in public, 2 in 5. That's from Vic Health, the Victorian Health Promotion Foundation. But one group is setting out to change that embarrassment and to help women feel comfortable getting out into nature. Life Matters producer Emma Nobel joined them on the trail.
It's a sunny afternoon at the Yuyangs, a mountain range about half an hour from Geelong in regional Victoria. I'm here with Escaping Your Comfort Zone, an inclusive hiking and adventure group for women and non-binary people. And I'm glad I'm wearing proper shoes because we're going on a short sunset walk.
And it's okay to huff and puff as well, okay? So everyone knows.
It's good audio too if people are huffing and puffing. If not, I'll just have to keep huffing and puffing into this, okay?
Yeah.
Ali has been part of the group for over 3 years. She was already a keen hiker, but it was tough to find a place where she felt like she belonged.
So I'd been hiking quite a bit, and I was looking for a hiking group, but everything I saw online, there was a lot of like talk about, you know, have to finish this in this amount of time or whatever, and look at pictures and nobody looks like me. Older men, pensioners, yeah, but also really sort of super fit, and even like the young people ones, like, yeah, they were super fit, and I don't look like them. Like, they're not going, even if I have to turn up for like a trial or something, which some of them were saying, like, even though I know I can walk 15 kilometres.
A trial for some of these groups?
Yeah, like you had to sort of prove that you could, yeah, keep up with the group and stuff.
Ali says she didn't fit the mould of a hiker, even if that's what she was, and it meant she faced extra pressure from the start.
For me, if I turn up, I feel like I'm going to get the judgment eyes. Like, even if I can walk it to the speed that they want them to, they'll turn around at me and look at me and go, yeah, no, she's not going to be able to do that. And so just putting up with that and then feeling the pressure on me myself, and then if I can't keep up with it, I'll prove them right and stuff like that. So it's just all these mind games with me. So, yeah, I couldn't do that.
For Ali, this group was a breath of fresh air. Finally, she saw hikers who looked like her.
So when I found this group, I looked at the pictures of people and I'm like, yeah, actually, if I turn up, they're going to treat me as I am. So, and they have, and it's been amazing, yeah.
On the afternoon of our walk, there are around 20 women of all different sizes, ranging in age from their 20s to their 60s. Justine is one of the newer members, and although today's hike is a gentle loop, she says some of the walks have been challenging.
Bush Rangers Bay, which if you look it up on the webs on, you know, Google, it won't say it's that challenging, but it's a little bit technical, a little bit of uphill, a little bit of big steps and things. And I just wasn't mentally prepared. So that day I was having a lot of anxiety. I thought the walk was going to be 3Ks plus the uphill, but it was actually out and back, which means 6Ks, which it's not, that's not long, but I had only mentally prepared for 3Ks.
The walk was longer than Justine had expected, and the sun was going down.
I was really anxious when I got down to the bottom, realising I now had to go back up, and my face was just white, pale, freaking out. And yeah, on the way back, it was a sunset hike, so actually on the way back we were in the dark, but I ran out of water. People helped me with my water. Someone lent me a pair of hiking poles to help me up some of the really big steps because I'm quite short, so scrambling up the bigger steps, I could borrow their poles. And that's what really taught me that what they say is true, that we all help each other, and that when I left and I've completed the walk, I felt such an achievement.
Doing walks like this is an achievement. Like Ali, Justine says she's experienced body shaming when she's tried to exercise in public.
It's the subtle things, the side glance, the why is she here kind of squinty eyes, like the judgment, the partially what seems like an innocent comment of, you know, of how you look or you're sweating or you're puffing or something like that. And it's those little things that kind of put you off going back. I went swimming on my own once, and I was really proud of myself for getting out because I was postpartum about 6 months, and I was swimming in a lane with a man next to me, and he said, wow, what did you eat for your arms to get that big? And I didn't want to go back after that.
She's not alone. According to Vic Health, 52% of women worry about being judged when they exercise. So Justine says it's been motivating to see bodies like hers move and adapt in the outdoors.
I did already expose myself to body positivity and I tried to love myself the way I was, but because society has these expectations of beauty and fitness and all of that, I don't fit into that mould. And so when I found this group of people who look like me, people who struggle like me on or rock it on other days, it's inspiring. And so it lifts me up and it motivates me to get out as well.
The woman behind Escaping Your Comfort Zone is Rochelle Olson. She began the group 5 years ago to support people to take on the outdoors, no matter their weight, age, or fitness levels. It's trails, not scales, with a focus on hikes that are suitable to people new to bushwalking. That's the group's mission, to demonstrate you don't have to have a certain body type to be adventurous.
The outdoors belongs to everyone. Like, we're out here, it doesn't matter how fit you are, how much you huff and puff like we are now. We're walking up a hill. And it doesn't matter because you're out here in it.
Rochelle encourages everyone to go at their own pace. There's lots of stops and the group moves at the speed of the slowest hiker, so no one gets left behind. She says that's especially important because not every sports group is beginner friendly.
A lot of sports and a lot of activities will say, oh, it's beginner friendly. But for many of them, they assume a level of ability or fitness or capability or skills to actually come along. Like years ago, I signed up to a beginner's triathlon course. And I got there and I could ride a bike and I could swim and I could run, but not any distance. But I got there and they assured that the first thing they're like, right, we're going to go for an 8K run today. And I've just looked at them. I can't run 8Ks. This is a beginner. And you realise for a lot of things what super capable people think is beginner isn't actually true beginner. So what we've done is we really stripped it back and said, if you're able to walk around the block, you're able to walk with us.
That sense of community and lack of judgment is what keeps people coming back. Here's Donna. She's a walk leader.
I love the inclusiveness in the group, the laugh at yourself and laugh with everyone, laughing at yourself type attitude. It's really empowering knowing that even though you're clumsy and whatever and you fall down, everyone's just going to laugh with you rather than at you. With all my bits, I have new bones in one leg, and so they don't move the way they should, and I still come out and do it.
Were you a little bit uncertain, I guess, when you had that replacement done, that you would be able to do stuff like this?
Yeah, I didn't think I'd be able to lead hikes again because I'm quite scared of going downhills, you know, like getting your confidence back that you're not going to slip over and hurt yourself.
Yeah, right.
And the hamstring's not attached on the other side, so I sometimes have no feeling in one foot.
Yeah, Donna, that's intense.
I know. So it's, plenty more people have more challenges than what I do, but it's nice to know that, if me being a leader, that if other people are worried about coming and holding people up, I'm the one holding people up and I'm leading.
For many of the walkers, this is as much about socialising as the walk itself. Joanna has been part of the group for over 3 years. She's collecting sticks while we walk.
And I see you collecting some sticks. Are they for the marshmallows?
Of course, for the marshmallows. Actually, one can be for you. You just pick which one you want.
Okay, excellent. Why did you want to be part of the group?
I never heard about these groups till my girlfriend told me, look, it's a beautiful group and they're really friendly and you can achieve lots of this, like gain lots of self-confidence and people are not judging each other. And that's when I came for the first walk and it was true. And since this is you kind of just looking forward to see all those people.
So it's become a bit of a social group as well.
It is social group. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
Oh, so now we're going up this rock. This is going to be interesting.
Breathe in and out, so you can do it. I mean, it's not.
Oh no, 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 no. I'll just keep an eye on the sticks.
I sound confident, but I'm not. It's a very steep rock, and I can't use my hands to balance.
I don't know what sort of angle do you think that's on? We're going up to look at the sunset, basically, so we're climbing up a big rock. It's fairly steep, though.
Momentum is your friend.
Momentum?
Momentum.
All right.
So don't stop.
All right.
Oof. You've got this.
All right, yeah, we'll give it a go.
I've never been more grateful for my grippy shoes. I'm bent over almost to my knees, juggling two microphones, a recorder and a backpack. And I'm moving quickly to try and keep up my momentum.
Damn, it's steep.
It is very steep.
Oh.
Oh. Good work. Whoa. Awesome.
Whoa.
You did it.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Wow.
But it's worth the huffing and puffing for the view at the top.
God, it's beautiful up here.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm so out of breath.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I climbed up on all fours. As I was going up, I was like, I really hope my leg exhausts in through.
Yeah, mate.
After the walk and some group snaps on the rock, it's back to the picnic table for a barbecue and an incredible looking spread.
Well, I think someone's going to be cooking sausages in a minute, but otherwise everyone just sort of brought a dish. We've got some chocolate slices, some sushi. I'm not sure what that is. Is that a savoury slice over there? I'm not sure.
Zucchini slice?
Zucchini slice, there you go. Fruit, cheese, what are they? Cornflake, crackle, honey joys, that's the one.
What are you cooking?
I call these sausages. Snags.
That's the other part of this group, food. Not only for breaking down barriers and helping people to socialise, but also to eliminate language about comparisons, dieting and weight loss. Here's Rochelle.
There's a lot of kind of toxic diet industry stuff. So one of the key rules of this group is we don't talk about diets and we don't talk about weight loss. But for a lot of women, that is a subject that has been front and centre for so much of their lives. So it's actually really difficult not to talk about something that's such an important part of their lives.
Rochelle says a key part of eliminating that diet culture is simply enjoying food without using it as a punishment or a reward.
They might say, oh, I'm going to have this piece of chocolate because I think I deserve it because I just did a 3K walk. And that's where I go, no, we're not dogs. Food's not a reward. We went for a walk and now we're eating food and we're enjoying it. There's more to life than beating yourself up over what you're putting into your body.
As we gather at the picnic table, I can't imagine a better place to reinforce that idea. These hikers are too busy planning their next adventure to worry about something as mundane as counting calories.
Life Matters producer Emma Nobel getting out in nature with the group from Escaping Your Comfort Zone.